Representative Klein, you're going to stay with us to talk about another matter here at the State House, and that is the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, or what's commonly known as drones. We're also joined now on the phone by Rory Paul, the CEO of Volt Aerial Robotics. That's based in Chesterfield, Missouri. And Latrice Lacey, a staff lobbyist and attorney at Iowa American Civil Liberties Union. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
And also stepping up to the microphone, Representative Marty Anderson, a Democrat from Des Moines. She's also here in the studio with us, or State House Law Library, a makeshift studio, if you will. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
So, Representative Klein, tell us a little bit about what the fodder has been about unmanned aerial vehicles in the State House this year.
Yes. Well, let me mentally switch gears from nutrient reduction strategy to a whole other topic these unmanned aerial vehicles. The issue that we're trying to address here is trying to get some sort of a regulatory framework up and about to deal with these unmanned aerial vehicles. I think everybody's seeing more and more stories about them in the news and in different places, but this is an issue coming to the legislature we looked at because it covers such a wide range of activities, everywhere from fire search and rescue operations, law enforcement, trying to do investigations, all the way to commercial aspects, which there's numerous with agriculture. There's a lot of different things that can be done there in the positive light going in the future. There's a lot of positive things, whether we're talking about companies wanting to do innovative shipping techniques. We hear about the flower deliveries and some of these things that are all happening out there. And if we continue to sit on the sidelines and not even try to put any sort of framework in, we're leaving law enforcement trying to figure out what can they do, what should they do. We have the individuals out there who are doing pretty much whatever they want, a wild west of sorts with these sorts of things because we have not addressed it. So my interest has been to get some conversation, some discussion going on. And I think in the House side, we've had a lot of fun doing that, working with Representative Anderson here. We've talked a lot about this topic and tried to have a real bipartisan approach to it.
And we're going to talk about this, but we're going to have to take a break. That's just getting everybody excited for the second half. And then we'll also talk about fireworks. It's River to River on Iowa Public Radio News. It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Clay Masters, live at the State House Law Library. The use of drones or unmanned aerial vehicles would be strictly regulated under a bill approved by the Iowa House on a vote of 87-12. The bill is meant to increase personal privacy protections for individual citizens. It would also require state and law enforcement officials to seek permission before buying or using drones. Representative Jared Klein, a Republican from Kyoto, sponsored the bill, and he joins us today in the law library. He's back for the second half. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're also joined on the phone by Rory Paul, the CEO of Volt Aerial Robotics, based in Chesterfield, Missouri. Good afternoon, Rory.
Hi, good afternoon.
And Latrice Lacey, a staff lobbyist and attorney at Iowa American Civil Liberties Union. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And as well as Representative Marty Anderson, a Democrat from Des Moines. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Representative Klein, we got into it a little bit before we took a break, but again, quickly sum up what the bill would do.
The bill out of the House has several different actions. It addresses government agencies in one's hand, saying first, if you want to buy a drone and utilize it, you need to get permission first from your governing body. This is to give a little reassurance to our constituents out there that there's an elected official approving these in the early stages of their use. We require law enforcement to have a search warrant if they're using them for investigation, but we also at the same time recognize that there's going to be emergency situations, search and rescue and things like that they need to utilize. So we have that within the bill. We also addressed individuals more or less saying that if you're going to be recording information over somebody's property, that you have permission from the landowner or the tenant, trying to give it some assurances that somebody's not going to hover over your backyard pool and record you this summer and then put it on the internet, which under today's law they'd be able to do. So that's what we're trying to address, saying that you just got to have permission so that if commercial or individuals want to utilize them in a good way and they have permission from the landowner, hey, we move forward. So that's the key. It's about property rights.
Rory, paint us a picture of UAV use in Iowa today.
Well, Clay, I think it's probably more widespread than people are actually aware of. Since probably the beginning of 2013, there's been a huge increase in the sale of really simple UAV systems outfitted with cameras. You can go into your local hobby store and for under $1,000 walk away with quite a sophisticated piece of equipment that you can go out and fly either manually or via waypoint and record information.
And so this is something, how long has your company been around?
Well, I've been working in the UAV space since, in agriculture specifically, since 2006. But really, we've seen a huge jump since the beginning of 2013, where hobbyists have really sprung up all over the place. Farmers are interested in using it. And I work mostly in the agricultural sector. And one of the key concerns of my clients, growers, is privacy issues. And the question really came up in 2013 when PETA was apparently purchasing UAVs to monitor growing operations, hog operations, etc. So it's always been a concern. And from what I've read about this legislation, it goes a long way to address the concerns of farmers about their privacy rights.
Representative Anderson, where do you stand on this bill? How did you vote, and what do you think of it?
Well, I voted for the bill. When I first heard that I was assigned to this bill, I had no idea what I was getting into. I had only thought about drones as a military piece of equipment. So here we have a situation where there are no current state laws putting any parameters on use of a piece of machinery. We have some positive uses emerging, such as in agriculture and in some businesses, but the FAA says that it can't be used for commercial use. Is a farm a commercial use? We don't have any, we just don't have the kinds of parameters that we need to start both encouraging and putting some parameters around use. My understanding is that our universities are using them for research. We don't want people, however, to be interfering with somebody else's privacy. We don't want people taking pictures of other people's land. And now I know Google Earth does that, but this is a different situation. This would be just any Joe or Jane off of the street taking pictures of your land. We don't want people taking pictures of each other. We don't want people stalking with it. I compare it to when smartphones came out and they suddenly had GPS on them, and we discovered that batterers of partners, wife abusers, husband abusers, had learned that they could attach it to the car with a GPS on it and follow their partner wherever they wanted to for some pretty malevolent reasons. So we want to protect people. We want to see how it can work. It's pretty interesting when you have a bill that the Newspaper Association and Iowa Broadcasters are against, and the Police Association, ACLU, and the Minutemen are for. So I think it's just a brand new area of public policy that we're having to look at, and I did vote for the bill.
Latrice, how do you come at the issue? Latrice Lacey with the ACLU.
Well, we actually oppose House File 2289. We think that unmanned aerial vehicles should be prohibited for indiscriminate mass surveillance, and their use by police should only be permitted where there are grounds to believe that they will collect evidence relating to a specific instance of criminal wrongdoing or emergencies. As guardians of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, ACLU shares concerns over drones in our domestic airspace. And we do need clear privacy rules so that we can enjoy this technology without sacrificing our privacy. We do believe that our current privacy laws may not be strong enough to ensure that the new technology will be used responsibly and consistently with our democratic values. And seeing as the courts are still wrestling with the constitutionality of the usage of this technology, we do need some sort of regulation. We need rules to ensure that we can enjoy the benefits of this technology without bringing us closer to a surveillance society in which everyone's moves are monitored, tracked, recorded, and maybe scrutinized by the authorities. We think that the way that House File 2289 is drafted, it can lead to abuse by bad apples, and maybe even sometimes an entire institution can create policies that may lead to abuses. So we do have significant concerns with House File 2289 as drafted.
So you don't feel that maybe the regulations are researched enough, or it's a slippery slope? What's the concern that if this bill does go into law, that it would be a difficult thing for your organization to swallow?
We think that the warrant exceptions are too broad. We think that the allowance for use on public property, just unfettered use, that would allow for law enforcement to, say, follow someone around as long as they're on public property. And if you think about it, the amount of time you spend on public property, the police can find out a lot of information about you. They can find out where you work, where you go to school, who you went out to dinner with, you know, what your relationship is to that person. It would allow for a lot of surveillance. And though the bill does prevent archiving of data, we don't necessarily know what archiving means because it's not defined in the bill. We don't know if it's different from data retention. We're not exactly sure what it means. We're not sure once the police have followed you around on public property, if they obtain some information, can they then take that information and obtain a court order under the exigency requirement, the exigency exception under the bill. So it just has a very slippery slope, and we have several concerns with the bill as drafted.
So what would be a better bill, in your opinion, coming forward? Maybe if you were able to put this off a year, what would a task force assembled with members of the ACLU recommend to the legislature?
I think we should have very clear rules to identify things that law enforcement can do. We can provide for an exigency exception that would allow law enforcement to use it in emergency situations. We do understand that there may be a fire or other uses where using a drone or unmanned aerial vehicle would be better than sending in a person. We think that we should probably not have too many regulations that would infringe on people's First Amendment rights or freedom of expression to use the drone, maybe to go up and take pictures of the river or things of that nature. We think some of our current laws will probably encompass some of the abuses that people are identifying, such as invasion of privacy or trespassing. So we think that maybe a task force would be a good idea to kind of come up with suggestions, kind of get through all of the issues that have been raised by different parties. As Marty said, the Newspapers and Broadcasters Association has concerns. The ACLU has concerns. Law enforcement has concerns. So maybe if all the parties can get together, can kind of get through all of the concerns that everyone has and come up with a bill that will be good for our state.
So let's throw it back to the lawmakers. There you go, a task force maybe to look at it more. I mean, number one, is that kind of a thing able to happen this late in the session when it sounds like things are going to be wrapping up? And then also the likelihood of something like this passing in the Senate, that what's passed in the House?
Well, first of all, I'd like to, Latrice, I was actually referring that you supported, your organization supports Senate File 2314, which is another bill dealing with the same thing, the other bill. But certainly we have interim committees and task forces created at the end of the session, and there's no reason why this can't happen.
And Representative Klein, the likelihood of this getting through the Senate?
Likelihood right now, it's going to be a tough haul to get it out of there, but we have a number of bills that are floundering in the Senate. We really need the Senate to step up and do their job, not just on this, but a number of other bills the House has sent over. I want the conversation to continue because I don't think this is something that we should just sit and study for 1 year and wait for a problem to happen. This is something we need to get ahead of. We don't want to be behind the ball on this like we've been with red light cameras and other issues over the years. We wait, and then all of a sudden we're reacting. I don't want to have some nefarious activity occur out here and somebody get harassed to the point of problem and then the legislature sat here and waited to act. I don't want to see the government overstep its bounds in any instance. Today, they can use airplanes to search without a search warrant. They can do a lot of things today with airplanes. That's we're trying to address this for drones, so saying search warrants. I mean, most Iowans agree with that. The crowd monitoring issue, we say no recording, but there's an important aspect that law enforcement at the state fair in different times would like to have the ability to just be able to make sure there aren't attacks happening like we had a few years ago at the fair, as long as they're not recording and archiving. Archiving is defined in code elsewhere. There's a number of pieces we can further talk about, but the Senate needs to step up and act with us on this one.
Okay, and we've got one more issue that we're looking to get to today. Thanks so much to my guests, Representative Marty Anderson, Representative Jared Klein, and to Latrice Lacey with the ACLU for being on River to River today.
You.